The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have travelled to the States with Ireland Gateway to Europe. The group has been hearing today from many of the multinationals here in Austin who have a presence in Ireland. One of those companies at the event, NFP, leading global provider of benefits, insurance and wealth management services. Ed O'Malley is head of insurance brokerage and consulting at NFP, and he's with me here. Ed, thanks a million for coming into us.
Yeah,
how are you?
My pleasure. Great to be here.
Yeah, no, listen.
Welcome to Austin.
Well, thank you very, very much for the warm welcome. It is a very friendly city, I have to say.
Yeah, no, it is for sure. Yeah, a lot of strangers waving hello as they drive by, walk by. Yeah, it's a
That makes us feel at home.
Yeah.
The little raised finger off the steering wheel.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. That took some getting used to out of moving from here from New York about 8 years ago. It's a much friendlier place to be.
So NFP, tell me about NFP.
So we are, as you kind of said, we're an insurance brokerage and consultancy. We're multinational with about 80% of our presence, though, here in North America and mainly here in the U.S., but have a pretty decent-sized operation in Canada. And then we started to build out over into Europe about 7-8 years ago and made our first acquisition in the beautiful country of Ireland in 2019 and have put together a terrific team through multiple transactions over there. And, you know, the business there is terrific. The company's doing great. The people are awesome. And, you know, we just love what we've done now. And we feel like it's the tip of the iceberg for what we're going to do in Europe, but more specifically what we want to get done in Ireland.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that. I mean, what was the ambition with that acquisition to gain a presence in Ireland or to gain a presence in Europe?
A little bit of both, but we had already made some transactions in England, and with the Brexit development, you know, realizing that we might have some limitations on the rest of EU, it made sense for us to look at other places to play. And we had some good relationships with some folks in Ireland, so felt like the inside track sort of favored that. And there's some conditions there that are very comfortable for us. It's a very familiar type of country for us to operate in. So, again, we did that first transaction in 2019. We have a phenomenal leader of that business, Colm Power. And, you know, like a lot of what we do, when we find like that there's good momentum in a place and we've got strong leadership, we continue to make investments and make our bets. So,
yeah, it's interesting. Post Brexit, there was this kind of race between Dublin and Frankfurt, you know, to try and attract businesses who had maybe set up shop in the UK to set up an EU base. And listen, Frankfurt is a great city, a really busy city, and there's a lot going for it. But I know in Dublin, policymakers really made a play of the type of stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
The kind of maybe more common cultural connections,
100%.
You know, the language, the experience, and all of that.
And the 15 years of golf trips to the west coast of Ireland.
Yeah,
I was just with the group an hour ago. We were talking about, you know, how we got to Ireland. And I was there for years and years for social and fun. And, you know, a guy by the name of O'Malley, that's me, was hired by a guy named Callahan. So the two of us together made Ireland our second home. There was no danger of Frankfurt. We couldn't wait to figure out another reason to go back to Ireland.
So tell me, I mean, how would you describe then kind of the state of the kind of global economic trade winds? We've got the economy really here. I mean, the scores and the doors in this country are very similar to at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of very healthy looking, you know, almost full employment, you know, strong growth. At the same time, you've got kind of inflation has been an issue. You know, interest rates have been an issue that maybe kind of curbs expansion. How would you describe things?
Yeah, I think you just did. I think you nailed it. And I think what's comfortable for us is the fact that our European footprint is represented by Ireland and England. You know, again, two countries that are experiencing pretty similar characteristics to ours. So as a matter of fact, between those two geographies, they are two of our best organic performing businesses in the company of NFP. So we're certainly thrilled by the you know, local but macroeconomic environment, at least in that part of Europe for us. You know, I think as time goes on, and we're actually in the process of closing We entered into a definitive agreement to be acquired by Aon, which is their global headquarters is in Dublin. Mm. So, again, one more reason to do business. We even found somebody to buy us that was from Ireland. so we hope to get that transaction closed in the next several months. But you know, that's Aon's a large international global player. So we'll figure out what that dance looks like between NFP and Aon as it relates to our own expansion interests. Beyond Ireland and England, you know, I think it would make sense for us to always consider the diversification through geography. But we certainly like the toeholds that we have in those two countries and want to double down, triple down when we can in Ireland for sure.
When we talk about inward investment and its importance and how we attract it, you know, the conversation is often around, you know, the tax status of companies, about kind of the knowledge economy, about the labor force, infrastructure, all of that. I mean, one of the more abstract or intangible things that often doesn't get talked about is kind of stability and the idea that, you know, you want to set up shop in a place that's not going to radically change.
100%.
So tell me a little bit about that as an important factor.
Yeah, and it is. It obviously is. And I kind of alluded to it a little earlier about just how comfortably familiar it is to us to operate in Ireland and beyond, you know, the obvious or the characteristics that you just mentioned. You know, the regulatory environment, too, is a very friendly one for business. Obviously, taxes, the young, highly educated population, certainly. But there's kind of this like gooey stuff, the mortar between the bricks, if you will. Culturally, we just we've had a really quick, fast start with finding the right people that shared similar values, a more entrepreneurial type disposition that matches, you know, at least the NFP kind of DNA of our culture. And I think that truly is unique. And I would even say that it's unique at the risk of oversharing. I think it's unique between Ireland and England, that the Irish footprint, the Irish business that we have, just came out of the gate much more entrepreneurial, much more willing to work as a team and to figure out ways to do more for each other and our clients.
So listen, it's been all change and it continues to be. You've got this Aon deal kind of on the horizon as well. So Ed, we appreciate you coming in and having the chat with us. Thanks a million.
Yeah, thank you very much. Total pleasure of mine.
Yeah, listen, and best of luck with everything in the future. Ed O'Malley is Head of Insurance Brokerage and Consulting with NFP.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.